The Organic Trade Association reports sales of organic food and beverages set a record in 2020, growing 12.4% to $62 billion in the U.S. The total includes organic food, which grew by 12.8% to $56.4 billion in sales. Organic certified foods now account for almost 6% of total U.S. food sales. Grocers benefited overall during the pandemic as sales to restaurants declined. OTA's annual survey confirms the trend towards premium offerings and more practical comfort. Sales of frozen and canned fruits and vegetables grew by 28%. The pandemic caused consumer dollars to shift almost overnight from restaurants and carryout to groceries, with traditional staples and pantry and freezer items flying off the shelves, according to OTA. Quote, "The only thing that constrained growth in the organic food sector was supply." U.S. tea retailers are cautiously reopening. A tea room in Texas, a tea cafe in Portland, and the Samovar Tea Lounge in San Francisco are now open for business. In Portland, the menu at the new Smith Teamaker Cafe features tea as a spice, an ingredient, and a beverage. In Montreal, cafes with terraces opened May 28th, and sit-down restrictions ended in Britain on June 2nd. Irish pubs, Dublin bars, and restaurants are open for outdoor dining June 7th. In Montreal, the Café Myriad, Café Parvé, and Café Olympico all drew urban crowds. Quaint tea rooms in small towns like the Charleston Tea Room in Friendswood, Texas, a city of 39,000 near Houston, are seating guests after a year. Sadly, many did not survive the financial hardship caused by extended lockdowns. In many cases, these shops, like the ones in Friendswood, will open with new owners. Meanwhile, Moog Tea, a franchise bubble tea venture, will open two new shops in New York City. Drive-Through HTO announced 11 new iced tea franchise locations, bringing its total to 41. Tata Consumer Products expanded its successful direct-to-consumer DTC range to include specialty coffee this week. The successful April launch of a DTC website featuring 1868 by Tata Tea reinvigorated the 13-variety luxury tea selection launched in January 2018 to commemorate the company's 150th anniversary. These teas are exclusively available online. Tata's Puneet Das, president of Packaged Beverages for India and South Asia, said, quote, "This is our entry into the direct-to-consumer commerce ecosystem, which is small but emerging." He added that 1868 is an example of our continuing investment in our brands as we innovate to create quality and distinctive products for our consumers. Teas in the 1868 collection are sold in premium tins organized by origin and type. The 1868 Darjeeling Rare Wanders is priced at Indian rupees 1500, which is about $20 for 50 grams. The Nilgiri Green Tea Twirl is priced at 500 rupees, about $10 for 50 grams. Business Insight. Tata's new DTC specialty coffee line is called Sonnets. It is sourced from the company's South India farms. India is mainly an instant coffee filter market, says Tata's Puneet Das, who explains that Sonnets is targeted to, quote, "a more discerning consumer looking for freshly ground roasted coffee delivered to their doorstep." He added, with the prolonged COVID-19 lockdowns, consumers are seeking more coffee drinking occasions at home. This is especially true as cafes and coffee shops have remained off bounds during the pandemic. Live tea exposition, seminars, and trade shows are returning with vigor. The three-day China International Tea Expo that opened in Hangzhou on International Tea Day drew a crowd of 152,000 visitors, mainly domestic tea buyers. Together, they spent 6.4 billion won purchasing 254 million tons of tea, a 14% increase compared to the previous event. The average value of transactions was up 20% to 2.23 million won, and orders topped 13,000. There were 3,432 booths on the 750,000 square foot show floor. The biggest tea order was valued at $188 million, about 1.2 billion won, according to the expo and reports in the China Daily newspaper. Chinese buyers purchased direct instead of at tea auctions. CTE is the largest event of its type since lockdowns commenced last year. Ambassadors from 20 countries attended, but few foreign buyers. Only 17 booths were international, all staffed with domestic-based representatives. China's borders remain closed and COVID-19 rates are low thanks to an effective test, trace, and isolate policy. Entry restrictions are not likely to ease until February 2022, just before the Beijing Winter Olympics. Business Insight. In the U.S., anticipation is building for the three-day World Tea Expo Plus Conference that opens June 28th in Las Vegas. Early registration ends June 14th.